This is the Weekly Connect podcast from RNIB.
Henshaw's is one of the oldest charities in the UK and this year are celebrating their 180th anniversary. They're holding a special exhibition in Manchester to tell the story of the charity over what has been almost 200 years. Henshaw's is a northern charity supporting people living with sight loss and a range of other disabilities. Now approaching almost 200 years old, the charity has decided to reflect on its history with an exhibition space at Manchester's Central Library. Nick Murren is the charity's chief executive.
It highlights our history of the last 180 years and gives the opportunity for the people of Manchester to come in and learn more about us.
The charity's history began back in 1810 when Oldham businessman Thomas Henshaw left £20,000 in his will to establish an asylum for the indigent blind in Manchester. In 1837, the original blind asylum finally opened its doors in Old Trafford. By 1930, the school had 273 pupils, 194 workshop employees, 64 residents and 19 blind instructors. The exhibition highlights all of this history through visual art and stories from people during the time. For those who can't attend, Henshaw's have also made the exhibition experience available online. Here's a sample.
After World War I, it was estimated that the total working age disabled population in the UK had doubled. As blinded soldiers returned home, there was a nationwide focus on training and employment for the blind, and more workshops were being built across the UK. Ben Pearce, a Henshaw's educated pupil, campaigned for blind rights his whole life. Pearce was involved in the establishment of the National League of the Blind, NLB, and was the league's first general secretary. The establishment of the NLB led to the Blind March of 1920, which saw 60 blind men converge in Stevenson Square, Manchester, to launch their protest for government welfare provision. They marched across the UK, holding rallies in each town. After 20 days, around 250 blind men arrived at Trafalgar Square with 10,000 trade unionists. The Blind Act of 1920 took into account some of the NLB's aims, including the compulsory registration of all blind and the lowering of pension age for blind people to 50. Pearce was amongst those who met the then Prime Minister, David Lloyd George, and was founder of the journal The Advocate. He later became Vice President of Henshaw's and received an OBE in 1944 for his services to the blind.
Henshaw's is still growing today, employing over 300 members of staff and 232 volunteers who support individuals, families and their carers who are living with sight loss as well as a range of other disabilities. RNIB Community Facilitator Daniel Colcombe has been speaking to some of today's service users.
My name is Andrew Rose. I am a member of Henshaw's. I am a service user from when I lost my sight about 7 years ago, and I've started working with Henshaw's, doing public speaking, became a member of the board about 4 years ago, and now I am very proud to say that I'm the vice chairman of Henshaw's.
Oh, so we're in the presence of the vice chairman.
Yes.
Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes, I'm Marion Alma Burrows, and I'm an ambassador for Henshaw's. I joined them when I was losing my sight 5-6 years ago now, and I was very proud to become an ambassador for all the kindness that I've had from them and all the groups that I go and attend, which was lots of fun and laughter. Nobody's miserable. We're all happy and we all love each other.
Now, in terms of Henshaw's itself is a local blind society for those who aren't au fait with what Henshaw's do, can you both just maybe give me a bit more insight into how Henshaw's has been of particular help to you? And maybe how it could help individuals out there who are listening to this.
Certainly. Well, I know my history now, so we've been going since about 1837. It's our 180th year, and we've always been a progressive charity. And just in the last 7 or 8 years, the technology for the blind and visually impaired has changed remarkably. So I can get around, I'm able to use my phone without sight, I can use a computer without sight. Previously, I ran big business, and I wouldn't be able to operate the way I do now without these changes in technology. In all honesty, I'd be, you can quote this, I'd be sat at home going, blah, 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 blah. But I was able to apply my business and finance background with the help of the technology available these days, to help Henshaws and bring it into the 21st century. And very much so, because for me, with the advantages of the mobile phone and the accessibility options and computers and, say, speech software, whether it's JAWS, Zoom Text, there is no reason now why somebody with a visual impairment who's gone blind can't actively contribute to society in a meaningful way. Just to give you an idea of some of the stuff I've been against, I lost my sight, as I say, 6 or 7 years ago. And when somebody, an ignorant person heard about that, she shouted to me, "Why don't you get yourself a job as a piano tuner?"
And that was only 7 years ago?
That was even more recent than that. Oh. And I said, by the way, do you realise I'm on the board of one of the biggest charities for the blind in the UK? But they just thought because I'd lost my sight, I was therefore useless.
So that's an example of how attitudes haven't particularly changed in the 180 years of Henshaw's history. Would you say that anything else has? I mean, we talk about technology's progressed quite
significantly. Oh, no, very much. I would say the issue is with people of who are less technology-minded. All the kids know that blind people can get around with a, you know, GPS system on the phone. You know, they see the white cane and they think, yeah, all right, you can't see, but you can still get around. The issue we've got is, I'm going to apologise for this in advance, but it is the people of the ages of around 50, 60, 70 who don't grasp that the technology is available.
Yeah, who maybe haven't been brought up with that kind of technology.
Exactly, so. Which, is understandable because they've not been brought up on it, but the ignorance, unfortunately, is still there. It's not with the youth of today. They know exactly what's going on.
And Miriam, you talked in your lovely speech, the opening speech today, about what Henshaws means to you and how much it's supported you.
Yes, it's the friendship. That means a lot to me, because when you're on your own and you could sit at home and feel sorry for yourself, I'm not that kind of a person. I've got to be out there and speak to people because I love people.
And you mentioned attending a lot of groups at Henshaws.
Yes.
What are those?
They're a social group. We have birthday parties, we go out for meals, we have entertainment every week. And he has volunteers that look after us and make sure we're all right and pick us up and take us home.
So without Henshaws, where would you be now?
Well, I'd be sat at home doing the same. the same without them.
Do you know, do you mind me butting in here? Yeah. But if there's ever a fortunate age to lose your sight, it was about 7 or 8 years ago with the advancements in technology. Mm. And Henshaws embraced them. When I lost my sight and I tried to get help from the usual suspects or what have you, just to give you an example, I left the UK head of finance of a £20 million business. I lost my sight while I was away travelling, came back, and they said, right, Mr. Rose, we're going to direct to DWP, that's what you're going to do. So they put me straight on a back-to-work course. The first thing they did to me was say, right, we've got this A4 piece of paper, numeracy and literacy test, you've got to do it on your own. And I was like, I can't even see that.
How was that the solution?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And this is why I am so... my love of Henshaws and sorting out people with blind and visual impairment, because there is so much ignorance around, you know, that's a perfect example. If the DWP don't even know how to deal with somebody who's just lost their sight, what the hell chance do they have? And this is why, as I say, going back to it, fortunate with the time I lost my sight, I put the hours in, the time to learn how to use my phone without sight, my computer, blah, blah, blah. And this is what we need to get across to everybody. You know, what I have learned over the last 6 or 7 years, we are busy trying to get it onto the internet so anybody around the world can learn what I have done over the last 6 or 7 years. You know, me talking as somebody of working age, you know, there's obviously different differences for somebody who's born without sight, somebody who loses their sight in middle age like myself, or somebody who loses their sight in the retirement age. It's working out the right formula to help them out.
And what I've quickly learned is Henshaw support people of all ages.
Oh, very much
from
so.
Children. Yes. And that was one of the interesting facts that I learned today.
Cradle to grave.
Yes.
One thing, if there's something I can give you to take away, when I got diagnosed that I was going to lose my sight, this was back in 1996. And this is why I do a lot of lectures at Manchester Royal Eye Hospital to the students and what have you. I didn't know when I was going to lose my sight, but I wish one of the consultants had said there, whatever you do, Mr. Rose, will you go and learn to touch type? And it'll make your world a whole lot different. And that is what has opened my world up to be able to do what I do now.
Is there anything you'd like to leave us with? Any final thoughts about Henshaw's or...?
Join them. You'll have a wonderful time.
So if anyone's feeling,
feeling lonely,
apprehensive out there about maybe worrying about meeting new people, what would you say to them?
Don't worry, because we're all friendly. And we'll make you very, very welcome.
Oh, great.
Please. I'm Malcolm. I'm a service user of Henshaw's.
And we're here today to celebrate 180 years of Henshaw's.
Indeed, yes.
What are your thoughts about the exhibition?
I think it's long needed, and I think it'll raise Henshaw's profile within the local area. The catchment that Henshaw's is hitting with, when you look at the amount of visually impaired people, is quite small. So I think by raising the profile of Henshaw's with the exhibition, I think it'll mean a lot more people get helped when they need it.
And how has Henshaw's supported you in the past?
I've been registered now, severely sighted, for about 5 years. I've done Skill Step, which is a course to learn, potentially getting back into work. And then subsequent to that, I've done a lot of volunteering and working with them on other projects.
So it sounds like you're quite involved in various bits and bobs.
Just a bit, yes.
Yeah. What does it mean for the people of Manchester to have a blind society like Henshaw's?
I think it's very good because it allows the organisation to be develop a local strategy, whereas organisations like the RNIB deal with the more national strategy and deal with the bigger problems.
So you're here on a much local level, much more.
Yeah.
And for anyone who's thinking about coming to the exhibition or visiting Henshaw's, what would you say to those people?
Please do. You won't be disappointed.
And what can people expect when they first contact Henshaw's?
They can expect a well-trained team that will give the appropriate assessment for the person's needs and then help that person with what they need.
Finally, have you discovered anything interesting that you didn't know about Henshaw's or the history of visual impairment in Manchester?
Not off the top of my head.
I'm interested to know that we actually used to call it an asylum.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
That was my fun fact of the day.
Yes.
Well, thank you.
The exhibition to celebrate Henshaw's anniversary is being held throughout September and October. You'll discover how the communities of Greater Manchester have worked alongside the charity to improve the lives of people with sight loss. You can even see a number of famous Manchester images through the eyes of someone with a common visual impairment. Danielle Colcombe spoke to those involved in setting up the exhibition.
Hi, I'm Stuart and I'm Legacies Manager at Henshaw's.
I'm Lena and I'm the archivist that was working on the exhibition.
And we're here to celebrate 108 years of Henshaw's. How has it been putting the exhibition together?
Absolutely fascinating. I suppose there's so many stories we could have told, and it's just been wonderful to see stories of people that we should know about. You know, people that changed the world for sight loss in Manchester, or people that marched to demand rights for people that were visual impairments in the 1920s that nobody knows about. And so uncovering those stories has been great.
And Nina, working on the project, have you discovered any interesting facts that you maybe didn't already know?
I found it really fascinating. I didn't know that Manchester was a city until 1853. And also just learning about the lives of what it was like to be blind in the past, before the welfare state, before other things were provided and there was other help. That's what I found most interesting, because no one really knows that what kind of jobs they did and stuff.
And why has it been important to uncover this information?
I think it's important because I think it's good to remind people that actually cities have been accessible for a very long time. People have been caring about their neighbours for a very long time. And for us, it was a chance to say thank you to the people of Greater Manchester who have donated and volunteered and fundraised and enabled people to live the life they want to live. But also because actually we don't tell the history of disability. We don't tell the history of the people who lived through, worked in factories. The women that stayed in Manchester and weren't evacuated and knitted scarves for the soldiers who were blind. We don't tell those stories, and I think we need to tell more of those stories.
Yeah, so we are writing history as we speak, really. So maybe in another 180 years, we'll be celebrating the more work of Henshaw's.
Yeah, and it will be completely different because people with sight loss will be living in the community in a completely different way, or in the way they want to live. And I think that's the thing that fascinates me and excites me of how far we have come.
Nina, what can people expect when they come to the exhibition?
I think that they can expect to see what Henshaw's does, but also the stories of the people that Henshaw's has been involved with and the story of the blind people in Greater Manchester.
And if anyone's interested in getting in touch with Henshaw's or coming down to the exhibition, where's it held and how can they do that?
The exhibition's held at Manchester Central Library, which is open 9 till 8, Monday to Thursday, 9 till 5, Friday and Saturday, and it's there. So you can just come and see it. But if you want any more information about Henshaw's history or about the exhibition, give us a call on 0161 786 3656 or visit the website.
And that number again is 0161 786 3656. That's 0161 786 3656. And the website for Henshaw's is www.henshaws.org.
Thanks for downloading the Weekly Connect podcast from RNIB. Find more podcasts from RNIB on Audioboom, iTunes, and the Apple Podcast app.